night on Thursday.
Okay, well, anybody that knows me knows that I'm getting ready for bed about 8:30. So.
Oh. So are we. It's your morning show.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's so late.
Are you that early, really?
Yeah, because I get up really early.
What time?
Oh, I was up this morning at 4.
Oh, God, you are. That's middle of the night.
Yeah. It basically is. 8 p.m. is late.
Yeah, so we're early risers, too. I'm 5 a.m. Uh-huh. So I always feel sort of embarrassed when I go to bed that early, but you're not.
I know. Well, I try to get in bed by 9.
Yeah.
So I start to try to get ready for bed by 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, we're not, not Thursday.
Not Thursday.
Not Thursday.
We're in the same boat. This is good. I like this.
But we are in the same boat. We have a comment from the text line. We ask people to ask questions. Someone says, I don't have a question. I worked for the sports department during my undergrad and was assigned to work softball games at Mabel Fields across from the campus rec center. Coach Ravel is one of the nicest coaches I dealt with during my 5 years working for media relations. Look at that.
Wait a second. Yay.
Really? Yeah. Thank you.
Unnamed texter said that one.
Thank you.
I was covering you over at Mabel Lee. You were incredible to cover, by the way.
Thank you.
You were. I mean that. It was a great time.
Thank you.
And Lori Sipple. Lori Sipple, I wanted to ask you about. Seems like she flies under the radar. Seems like she does it on purpose a little bit.
You know what?
am I wrong?
You know what, Steve? That's a really good way. She does it on purpose. Yeah. You know, she's just, Lori is one that is, I wouldn't call her shy, but she's not, you know, like Diane Miller, I always say, Diane could talk to a rock and make a friend.
Diane?
Our hitting coach, yeah. Okay. She's like our most gregarious, outgoing. Right. And then I'm middle of the road, and I think Lori's our biggest introvert of the coaching staff. You know, we balance out well that way. But if you go have a conversation with Lori, it's always deep. It's always reflective. It's always thoughtful. And I think a lot of people are then surprised by, oh, wow, how much she's thought about something. But she's more of a one-on-one kind of conversation.
I find that endearing about her. Mm-hmm. She's not a look at me person.
Yeah,
she never has been, and she's
and she could have been.
She's one of the best pitchers ever, right?
I know.
I mean, Jake, she was like a freaky good.
Yeah,
but she is very.
I'm not doubting you.
I like that.
But
about
Jake
her.
Has to see him in person to believe that.
I gotta have the.
Jake determined that you are a good coach.
That's just so out of context.
Not
it's
really.
Not intentional. okay, we have a question coming up, and I don't necessarily need like. You to dig on the situation, but there's more of a rules question.
Okay.
Just the seventh inning against Grand Canyon on Sunday. Nebraska's up 1-0. The hitter gets the ball, hits the ground, and hits her on the leg, and she goes to first base. I think there's confusion on the rule. Can you explain that to those who maybe don't watch a ton of softball, the rule in that situation?
Yeah. You know, you're not the first person who's asked me about that, and some people thought, well, because it hit the ground, it should have just been called a ball.
Okay.
But actually, it can be a hit by pitch at any point.
Okay.
The only time it wouldn't be a hit by pitch is if the hitter actually swung and missed and it hit him. Then it's a strike.
Yep.
But because it hit the ground and then it hit her, now they ruled it initially that it didn't, and Grand Canyon took it to review, and they ruled that it did. Now, I had some people texting me after. Of course, it was after the fact because I'm on my phone, that they thought she tried to kick it. Who knows what she did or didn't do, but yes, because of the ruling on the video, that she was awarded first base.
Gotcha.
This week, now you mentioned last week when you were here that it was a challenging week for you because you had to scout three teams, right?
As
you're the pitching coach, you have to understand what you're getting into. Yeah. Is this an easier week for you with one team?
Easier is a relative term. Actually,
No bulletin board material.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's simpler in the sense that you've got one team. What's interesting is we've played each other, but we played each other in February.
February, well, I'll go.
And so you look at that, they've got somebody else playing second base, somebody else playing first base. They've got different people rotating in the outfield. They've got two or three bats in the lineup that we haven't seen. And then, you know, they've got hitters that maybe were hot then that have cooled off or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And so even though we've played them, it's almost like you're starting over. I mean, we're going to I've used and reviewed those game videos of our games with them already. But it's also important that I'm going to be reviewing every pitch forward, you know.
I got to ask you something. I think you're okay with this. I don't know how I'd feel it'd be incredible to coach on a field that's named after me.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
We didn't mention it last week at all. Ronda Rivel Field. It's a real deal.
We've known each other a long time. It is wild to me.
Yeah, it's wild to me too.
Is this uncomfortable?
It's the whole thing.
It's a fact.
Awkward.
I think it's super cool, though.
It is cool.
It's Ronda Rivel Field.
It is.
If I will go back and say this about that. The two things that have made the biggest impact on me, and I haven't let myself feel the emotions of it very much, and you'll hear it in my voice because I can hear it in my voice right now, are when Troy introduced it, what he said about me as a person. Mm-hmm. And then when I had my back to the seniors at that point, I thought, man, this is senior day, and I didn't want to steal their moment. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and they were like ready to maul me. I'm like, wow, okay. So those two things are about, both indicated about relationships and hopefully how you treat people and how you are with people. So in that way, it's very humbling.
I bet.
In another way, I've had to tell the players, you can step on that name. Like they're like stepping over it. Like, I'm like, you guys just walk on it. Like, coach. I'm like,
yeah, just
we got to normalize this thing here. Yeah, you don't have 100%. To like jump over it like you're a little deer.
Right. Normalize it.
Yeah.
That's critical in this discussion. Yeah, this named a damn field after.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool though.
I wonder ahead of this regional, so the Super is obviously in 2 days from now. Where's your team at mentally?
Oh, I think we're in a good spot. You know, we took yesterday off. Yep. Thought that was really important, even though we played Thursday night. Because, you know, it was a really emotional, high-pressure, high-stakes weekend, right? So I saw on Instagram one of our players went to the zoo in Omaha yesterday. Nice. I'm like, perfect.
There you go.
I know some of them got massages. Who knows what else they did? And I'm just really glad. And, you know, and Coach Miller said to them, because, you know, our offense takes their – part in this whole thing very seriously. She sent out a group chat, said, do not, and she got bossy with them, do not swing on Monday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Because, you know, it's like some of them would just go, and it's like there's a point of no return with this, and you need to recover, and we'll get right back at it today. Now, they had some video assignments because we got to do some work that way, but I think we're in a really good spot. I mean, as we have worked to win the next pitch, and work to stay in the moment and work to stay present, we're going to continue that. But as we've marched through this thing, it's like we've methodically kind of handled our business at every step of the way, and it's not going to stop now.
Well, the record would indicate that. This seems like an idyllic time for a team, no class.
Yeah.
You're playing
no
in
district.
A I mean, you're playing in these very intense but high-profile games. Yeah. It seems like it'd be super fun for the kids. They don't have to worry about school.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting that you bring that up, because you talk about alumni when they talk about their favorite times. Mm-hmm. The postseason.
Yeah.
Because there's no school. Right. They're spending more time just with their teammates. They're gathering in the clubhouse. They're doing whatever they do together. And it's just, it really right. is. It's almost like being a professional athlete.
I know, that's, you know, exactly
experiencing
right.
experiencing that for yeah. the first time in their life.
Yeah. They just worry about, and then for a coach, I would think you'd like that. All they got to zone in on is what they have to do to beat Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, right? it's a really good time of year or two. To not only stay focused and competitive, but to also look back and be able to cherish those moments.
Oh, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I hope they can have fun.
Yeah. I think they're pretty good at that.
Okay. Good.
Well, we wish you the best this weekend.
Oh, Rhonda,
Thursday, 8 p.m., going to be a packed house. ESPN2 if you can't make it. Friday, same thing, 4 p.m., ESPN2. And if it goes to Saturday, 4 p.m., ESPN2. Against, it will be likely a very, very full stance. Yes. At Boulder Stadium. Yes.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
So good luck. That's Ron Revelle, head coach.
Wear a sweatshirt, Ron.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. 57 degrees hit first pitch on Thursday. It's
really?
Chilly. Yeah, it'll be chilly out there.
Okay.
You don't seem to mind.
Yeah,
it
whatever.
It is what it is. Yeah.
I got layers.
Ronda, you're incredible. Thank you.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.